As I indicated at the outset, we'll have plenty of time for questions, and while some of you are thinking of some, I'll start with the first question. I'll address this to the panel, and they can decide who would like to respond. One of the U.S. government, United States government representatives in the last couple of days has referred to category of country of particular concern. This was one of the individuals that was involved with the United States Commission on Religious Freedom. In light of this, and in fairness to the Vietnamese delegation, since they didn't have an opportunity to respond publicly to that challenge, if you will, of their being categorized as a country of particular concern when it comes to religious matters, I'd like to ask the panel if they feel that designation is fair, and if not, why not? Mr. Ting, do you want to take a chance? Do you want to take a stab at answering that? That the issue, Mr. Ting, is the country of particular concern. Is it fair to categorize Vietnam as a country of particular concern when it comes to religious matters? Is that a fair designation?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to respond?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm ready. Thưa quý vị, hôm qua đó thì một vị của trong ủy ban tự do tôn giáo.
So yesterday, there's one commissioner in the commission of the U.S. in talking about the matter that in September of 2004. Vietnam was placed in the list of countries that violate the religious freedom. And in November of 2006, the Foreign Affairs Department of the U.S. has taken Vietnam out of the list already. In fact, according to the Foreign Affairs of the U.S., they have acknowledge that Vietnam has made some progress in promoting and supporting the religious freedom in Vietnam for the Vietnamese people. After meeting with President Booth, and President Bush has said that Vietnam has made some big progress in the process of promoting religious freedom. We'd like to thank the comment from President Bush, and everyone in the State Department of the Foreign Affairs. Whatever the comments is, Vietnam government has always tried so much to promote and to support the religious freedom of the Vietnamese people. Because after 1945, after getting independence, Vietnam and the Vietnamese government has decided that that is one of the basic rights of the Vietnamese people. Just like any other things, Vietnamese religious has a history, and so when approaching that problem, we need to take into the factors of many different aspects before we can make a good access. In the recent years, Vietnamese government and the U.S. government has a very good relationship and has produced many good results. However, with the Commission of the Religious Freedom, with the U.S. Commission of Religious Freedom, we will continue dialogue to make sure that everything is understood. On the basics of that dialogue, we will find the commonalities and we will work on those commonalities. And we will overcome the difference. The world is pretty diverse, and the custom and the history and everything is the same, it's very diverse. And we just can't just take into just one factor and make the evaluation of the whole thing. We have to take into many factors.